Do you ever wonder, like lost luggage, if you never get it back, where does it go? Does it disappear into thin air? What do they do with it? It actually goes to a store. Sunny Hood is the PR and Community Relations Manager for Unclaimed Baggage. Sunny, so there's a physical store that you can visit that sells things that were found in luggage that were never claimed.
Hi, that's exactly right. So our store is called Unclaimed Baggage, and we have been here in Scottsboro, Alabama since 1970, so 53 years now.
I mean, I have to tell you, it's an extremely unique idea to me. I actually had no idea that this is something that took place. I thought that once luggage was lost, it was just because it had been eaten by, like, you know, a transportation machine in the back. Some conveyor belt somewhere had gotten angry and it was gone. I thought that, for the most part, people get back their luggage. I had no idea that here you were stealing it, Sunny.
Oh, goodness. No, well, actually, you know, to your point, the airlines really are great at what they do. They're successful over 99.5% of the time in reuniting lost bags. So a great success rate. However, we only step in for that fraction of a percent of the bags that simply can't be reunited with their owners after a 90-day search period. So, you know, we kind of see ourselves as that sustainable solution to keep these items out of landfills, whether we're selling, donating, recycling the items we receive, just trying to give them a second life.
I mean, Sunny, this is a trip, though, because this is what people love to watch now, Anna, right? Like, I mean, kids, they get on YouTube. I want to see somebody open something up. The pallets that you could buy from Amazon or whatever. People love to unbox stuff. It's like a surprise every time.
So I'm on your website right now at unclaimedbaggage.com, and we'll get to this. Everything is categorized, and there's one category called Weird and Wonderful Finds. There's everything from a life-size Pooh Bear to an autographed 8x10 of David Copperfield. Somebody left that in their luggage. Like, it's insane.
Oh, David Copperfield's mom is so upset. She lost her bag.
So, Sunny, when they come to you, whose job is it to open these people's luggage? Because I have to feel like there's good things that you find and probably some not so good things, too.
Oh, yes. We like to say that every bag tells a story. And certainly some of those stories are prettier than others. But kind of what that process looks like is we buy those suitcases. They're sent here to our facilities in Scottsboro. And then we have some employees whose job title is bag opener. And so they spend their Mondays through Fridays going through these bags. On average, a third of the items in the bags are recycled, a third are donated, and then a third are sold either here in Scottsboro or online at unclaimedbaggage.com.
Anna, front page, UGG jacket, $60. Jeans that fit me, 501 Levi's. $16. You haven't seen Levi's for $16 in seriously like 70 years.
I just like go here. Imagine you're going through this stuff. You're like, wait a minute. That's mine. That's mine.
There's Ray-Bans on here for $60.
Oh my God. They're my Ray-Bans. I lost those. I left them on the plane 6 years ago.
Bose headphones, $60.
Yeah. Do you ever find fish in a luggage?
What?
You know, I don't know if we've ever found a fish. Mm. To me, the most shocking thing we've ever unpacked was a live rattlesnake. We have found real human shrunken heads.
Oh my God.
We have found multiple full suits of armor, like knight's armor. One time we found Egyptian artifacts that dated back to, I mean, biblical times. All sorts of items have come through our doors.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sunny. This is fascinating.
Yeah, this
right?
is wild. Like,
yeah.
I could do it by size, by the cash I want to spend. I'm on this all day.
Yeah, you can check it out yourself online, unclaimedbaggage.com. Thank you, Sunny.